Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Are you ready? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, Billy Hope and TJ. I bought the perfect gift for my wife, and I know it's the perfect gift because my daughter told me it was the perfect gift. Actually, I was just like, Rebecca, what should I get mom for Mother's
Day? That's great. It is like before the day, too. Like
I was in early, it. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed.
Guess where I bought it?
Costco.
Yes.
My gosh. That's okay. You were thinking about her, even if it was when you were in Costco. That's so guaranteed. Steve hasn't gotten anything. Probably a card. He always gets cards.
So. I usually do card flowers. That's so lame, though.
Yeah. We ordered something for his mom, though, to be delivered because he won't be seeing her because he'll be fishing.
Yeah.
So like she has a plant going and like a nice card. So I assume if he buys his mama something that he would have the kids buy me something, right?
You would hope.
But my kids are older to where, honestly, it should be their responsibility.
I mean, your two oldest have money. They have jobs and they could, Liam, maybe Liam could make you some nice pottery
something.
Thing in school or
right. But
something.
I think it's up to the kids at this point to gather together their minds to come up with. I don't think it's Steve's responsibility anymore. That's my opinion.
So you know what's hit me on the TikTok is charcuterie boards.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Charcuterie. And it's not like, here's how to make one. It's like, here's one already made. It's X number of dollars. I don't know how you get it. I'm not having one of those shipped.
Those
it's got to be for
so
a store.
Easy to make, though. Like, I can do that. All you're doing is chopping cheese.
So good, though.
And laying out pepperoni and crackers.
Like a fruit basket. You're like, okay.
Kind of, yeah.
Get some oranges and some apples and throw it, you know, and put them in a basket. Like, you pay all that money for that. So, if you're making a pre-made charcuterie,
See, now I got you questioning.
If you're paying for that, then it's easy to make.
Is that something that I should do for brunch on Sunday? Because this sounded like a good idea. Everything I do sounds like a good idea before I commit to it. And then I'm like, why did I do that? Me and my girlfriend invited our moms over to do brunch. And I was like, oh yeah, we'll host brunch. It's going to be great. I hate cooking. My girlfriend hates cooking. Like, this all sounds terrible. But to go and buy a bunch of like pre-made stuff sounds expensive. Sounds like it's not from the heart. I feel like I gotta like make stuff.
But you don't cook.
Right. So you see my dilemma.
Okay.
You see my dilemma.
I feel like I should make something from the heart, even though I never do. These are mothers,
right,
by the way.
Right, like it's a special occasion. So I should, class it up.
Go get some classy pre-made stuff. Because there's no way you're just going to one day wake up and be like, okay, I've prepared all of this brunch from scratch. Have you even ever cooked hamburger?
No, I've never purchased ground beef.
See?
I buy all of my meat pre-cooked.
Oh, my God.
So that's what we're dealing
with. And you talk
with.
About cost.
Yeah.
That's way more expensive than buying raw chicken or raw beef.
I'm
way
so
more.
Scared that I'm going to, like, get salmonella or something from not cooking it through enough. And then also, like, it's not seasoned. I don't know how much to season it. And I just don't have the patience to sit and learn how to make anything.
You just need to go buy some pre-made quiches. and you need to warm them up in the oven.
Some cookies.
And that's it.
Get some of the old people cookies.
Get some stuff to make mimosas and you're all set. Yeah. Mimosas and quiche.
Don't overthink this.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah.
Is your favorite going to make the cut? It should be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
The World Video Game Hall of Fame, right here in Rochester, New York, at the Strong Museum of Play, is announcing the inductees today at 10:30. Some of the finalists: Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Defender, Frogger, GoldenEye, Golden Tee, Harvest Moon, Mattel Football, Quake, NBA 2K, and Tamagotchi.
I wore out one of the buttons on the Mattel Football game when I was a kid.
Oh man, Frogger, that was my jam.
And Defender, as far as like arcade games, Defender was my go-to when I was a kid.
I literally have not heard of any of these except for Angry Birds, Call of Duty, and Tamagotchi.
Like, Call of Duty still has time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're on, I forget which version they're up to. They just keep putting out newer versions.
Modern Warfare.
The graphics are ridiculous.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real now.
Yeah.
Which you can't tell what you're looking at with that stuff. Tamagotchi? Is that a video game?
Well, you have to keep something alive. And if the Tamagotchi dies, then it's kind of like you're losing. Right?
I never had one of those. So when you lose the animal, when it dies or whatever it is in that little
so sad
keychain thing, does it like, is that it? Like, do you throw it away or can you revive them of them all over again?
You just start over again.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, well, then what's the point?
It's not permanent.
What do you mean? What's the point? What's the point of anything?
Well, what's the point if it's just going to revive? You know what I mean?
The like satisfaction of keeping it alive.
Okay. Okay.
And maybe you give it a name for that one particular one.
It's like keeping your Snapchat streak alive. There's no point to it. But if it goes away when you've got that little countdown, it causes stress.
It's the most stressful time of the year.
Well, not for everyone, but for some.
Your B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy, TJ, and Hope here on WBEE. We're talking about this poll that says that right now for parents, this is the most stressful time of the year because school's about to end. Mm-hmm. It's out of the routine and the norm. You got to find what you're going to do with your kids for the summer. If you don't have, you know, somebody staying at home with the kids, what do you do?
Yeah, I remember just begging my mom to retire early. Like, please. Please, please, please. I'm broke and I can't afford any more daycare.
My mom got her bachelor's a couple years ago and I was like, great. While you're still in school mode, can you get your master's and then you can become a nursing professor? And then by the time I have kids, you'll have all the school breaks off and you can watch them.
That is some thinking ahead.
That's taking it deep.
Wow.
I was like, this is genius. Think about how much, like, you know, you'll have. And she was like, yeah, I'm all set. I just did school while working full time the last 2 years. I'm good on getting a master's.
That's like something Morgan would do because she plans everything out. Everything's on a graph. Everything's planned. It's like she's got her whole life planned out. That's so something she would tell me, like, mom, do this. So you know, 15 years down the line, you're at XYZ. I know that just paying for daycare is tough for a lot of households. And you were saying how Val stayed home once she got pregnant.
She got laid off while she was pregnant. And it was kind of like, do I go and find another job? Because I'm going to be out for a little while. And we did the math. And I mean, it wasn't easy, but we figured out how to make it work.
See, in my household, I made more. So Steve stayed home. And Steve stayed home when Liam was little. So I was a single mom.
How was he with that?
He was so good. I'm telling you, Billy. He will tell you to this day, I don't regret a second of it. I'm so glad I had those years with him because it's so precious. That baby was always cleaned, fed, you know what I mean? Loved, watched. I mean, he was on a schedule. Got him off the sippy. Well, got him off the bottle first.
Got him off the bottle.
Got him off the bottle. Then got him off the sippy cup. Like, he was so good at it and such a great dad.
That society, it was awesome. Our society looks at that and goes, well, loser.
And I was making more, and it wasn't long term. We knew it was just until he was school aged or until Steve could
find 4 or 5 years.
And, something a little bit better paying, but it was temporary. But that's where you are in life. You got to love it. But even the elders in my family were like, is he working yet? I'm like, yeah, he works every day.
Works at home. Right.
You know, and it was just so bizarre for them to wrap their mind around.
I have two other couples that both decided the husband was going to stay home.
Yeah.
Both of them had wonderful experiences with it. And everybody's fine at the end of it. Like you said, once school starts, everything kind of went back to normal. Dad went and found a full-time job again. But somebody's got to raise those babies.
Right. So. But even like my own dad, like, what do you mean? And I was like, let me slow down while I'm explaining this to you.
Hope.
I'm going to work.
Yeah. Do you think your generation, you're not 30 yet. Do you think your generation looks at this with a different angle than the older folks do?
I think it's so much more common for the potential of a stay-at-home dad. There's so many men who I see online, like they want to be a stay-at-home dad. So I definitely think it's more socially acceptable now than it ever has been.
Well, it's an option. I mean, when you're looking at the numbers, how much daycare costs?
Yeah,
it's an option definitely worth checking out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.